This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah Azza wa Jal. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide Him, and whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide Him. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. May Allah exalt his mention and grant him peace. and his family and his companions and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as he deserves for you to have taqwa of him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from it he created its mate, and from them both he sent forth many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives, and indeed Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the Book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the worst of matters in this religion are newly invented beliefs and practices. And all newly invented beliefs and practices are innovation, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the hellfire, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. My brothers in Islam, we are approaching 10 of the most important nights of the whole year. And those are the last 10 nights from the month of Ramadan. And it makes sense for us to have knowledge of those 10 nights and what we have to do in those 10 nights before the time comes. Before the time comes. And so as we are here on the 18th day and approaching the 19th night, and there are only a couple of nights left before we begin these last 10 nights. And we're going to start with a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give us a general overview of how he used to be in these 10 nights. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر أحيى الليل وأيقظ أهله وشد مئزره. Three things the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to do when the 10 nights came. The first thing he used to do, أحيى الليل. He used to spend the whole night praying. Now I know a lot of people, they choose some nights. So maybe the 27th night they will come and pray, maybe the 25th night they will come and pray. But they didn't follow this sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشَرْ أَحْيَ اللَّيْلِ. Every single night in the last 10 nights, he would bring the night to life. Meaning he doesn't sleep. He prays most of the night. They said he didn't pray the whole night because of the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha that he never prayed a whole night until Fajr. He never prayed a whole night, meaning all the way until Fajr. So he left the time for the suhoor. تَسَحَّرُ فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. Take your suhoor because there is barakah in your suhoor. But the majority of the night, he would stay praying and worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. So the next question is, what would he spend that time doing? No doubt the main thing he would spend that time doing is the salah, is the prayer. Now someone might say, what about the hadith that we mentioned last week regarding the one who stands with the imam? مَنْ قَامَ مَعَ الْإِمَامِ حَتَّى يَنْصَرِفْ. Until the imam goes. He stands with the imam from the beginning until the end. It's written for him that he prayed the whole night. So there is no doubt about this. And that's why the ulama, they say this is الْمَرْتَبَةُ الثَّانِيَةِ. This is the second level of قيام الليل. That at least you start with the imam and finish with the imam. But in the last 10 days, the sunnah is to extend. So you start with the imam and you finish with the imam, and then you go home and you add whatever Allah makes easy for you to add. So this is the first thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. Ahya al-layl. He used to spend it awake. And if Ask the brothers to switch their phones off, please. And if it's the case that the person tires from the salah, if it's the case that the person tires from the salah, then let them spend the time reading the Quran. Let them spend the time remembering Allah. But don't let them waste the time of these last 10 nights. So the first thing, Ahya al-Layl. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend the night awake. The second thing, وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ, he would wake up his family. In some of the narrations, it's mentioned, كُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ يُطِيقُ الصَّلَةِ أو كما قال, every single young child and every single old person who is able to pray. Anyone who is able to pray, he would wake them up. And it's narrated that he would go to the door of Fatima radiallahu anha and Ali radiallahu an, and he would say to them, Ala tusalliyan, why don't you get up and pray? And he would wake even the children. As long as the child is old enough to pray, he would wake even the children. And he would wake his wives, he would send to each of the houses of his wives, and he would wake all of them up. So these last 10 nights, it's not just for the adults, it's not just for the men. These last 10 nights, even your children, if they are old enough to be able to stand in prayer, let them come and let them stand in prayer, whatever they can stand. And when they want to sit, let them sit. أَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ. And the third thing which is mentioned in the hadith, وَشَدَّ مِئْزَرَهُ. In some of the narrations, وَجَدَّ وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرَهُ or وَشَدَّ مِئْزَرَهُ. He would tighten his belt. And the scholars, they mention for this two meanings. The first is that he would increase in his acts of worship. Whatever you are doing now in the month of Ramadan, in the last 10 nights, you have to do more than that. Let's just say now, you come with the imam, you start with the imam, you finish with the imam, and then you go home, you eat, you sleep. That's your routine now, today, tonight, inshallah. You come with the imam, you start with the imam, you finish with the imam, you go home, you sleep. Now you have to improve your routine in the last 10 days. You have to change your routine in the last 10 days. Now you have to do more. You have to do more. And the most important second point that they mention is that one of the meanings of Shadd al-Mi'zar is to leave the mubahat, to leave the halal. And some of them said it means to leave intimacy with your wife. But in general, this idea that in these nights we don't have time for the mubahat, we don't have time for the halal. There is no time for it. The time is for ibadah only. There is no time for this socializing. There is no time, even there is no time to spend with your family. There is no time for a person to spend busying themselves with the mubahat in these nights, with the halal. And if there is no time to spend with the halal, then what do you think about the haram? If there is no time even for the halal, then for sure the haram min babi awla is more deserving that you don't spend your time in the night doing the haram. And we know that sins become greater in the sight of Allah when they are done at times which Allah Azza wa Jal made times of, any special times. So how about the person who spends Laylatul Qadr disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal? Or the person who spends Laylatul Qadr doing the haram? The Prophet ﷺ used to leave the mubahat, he used to leave the halal. From the halal things he used to leave off intimacy. From the halal things he used to leave off sleep. From the halal things he used to leave was excessive eating and drinking, and eating and drinking apart from suhoor and iftar. And he just ibadah, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal as much as you can. And the reason for this, all of this is about looking for Laylatul Qadr. Looking for Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. This night which is better than 1,000 months. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise is due to Allah alone. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to exalt the mention and grant peace to our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who was sent as a mercy to all of mankind and upon his family and his companions. We've been talking about the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be when the last 10 days came in, the last 10 nights. We said, first of all, he would spend the whole night awake. Secondly, he would wake up his family, even the young children and even the older people. And we said, thirdly, that he would leave the mubahat, the halal. He would leave off the halal things in order to spend his time worshipping Allah. And perhaps the greatest example of leaving the halal things is the example of i'tikaf. Because in i'tikaf, you seclude yourself in the masjid. You seclude yourself in the masjid to worship Allah, and you leave off that which is halal for you. You leave off that which is halal for you. Imam al-Zuhri rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left i'tikaf from the day he went to Medina, from the year that he went to Medina until the year that he died, he didn't leave it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in our time it's difficult because of the COVID regulations and so on, we cannot stay in the masjid like that together. However, some of the ulama, they said you can make i'tikaf for a shorter time. You don't have to sleep in the masjid. You just have to seclude yourself. I'm not coming here for chatting with my friends. I'm not socializing. I'm going to spend 2-3 hours. I'm going to sit in the masjid. And I'm going to worship Allah. And I'm not going to talk on my phone. I'm not going to speak to my friends. I'm not going to busy myself. I'm not going to go looking for this and that. I'm going to stay. So this we can do. We can do an i'tikaf which is shorter than one day. Of course, we cannot stay overnight in the masjid because of the rules related to corona. But for sure, you can spend an hour in the masjid or 2 hours or 3 hours. You can say, okay, for this time I came for Allah. I'm not going to go out of the masjid, and I came just to seclude myself, to be away from everyone, and just to be worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. All of this, as we said, is because of looking for Laylatul Qadr. And the scholars, they say that Laylatul Qadr is what gives the last 10 nights of Ramadan its virtue. And when it comes to Laylatul Qadr, we all know how important that night is. It's the night in which the Quran was revealed. It's the night in which Allah Azza wa Jal decrees or gives the decree to the angels of what will happen for the rest of the year. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. It is the night in which every wise matter is decreed. It is a night that is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months is more than 80 years. That's a lifetime of worship. Your whole life in worship Laylatul Qadr is better than the whole lifetime you spent in worship. The average lifespan, the Prophet ﷺ said of his ummah, is between 60 to 70 years. Laylatul Qadr is better than 80 years of worship. Alf Shahr, 1,000 months in one night. But Allah Azza wa Jal made for this night a hikmah, a wisdom. And that is that He didn't tell us when this night is. And yes, many people think this night is the 27th night. However, this is not what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. It was the opinion of some of the Sahaba. Others of them, they promised, they said for sure it was the 23rd night. Others among them said for sure it was the 21st night. And some of them said Allah revealed that Laylatul Qadr was the night when the rain fell. And one of them, he said, Mutirna, the rain, it fell Laylata thalathatin wa ashreen. It fell on the 23rd night. In another narration, Laylata ihda wa ashreen, the 21st night. As for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Iltamisuha fil ashr al-awakhir min Ramadan. Look for it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. In some of the narrations, he said, Fi tasi'atin tabqa, fi sabi'atin tabqa, fi khamisatin tabqa. When there are 9 nights left, or when there are 7 nights left, or when there are 5 nights left. This is what I wanted to highlight to you. That a lot of people, the mistake they make is they specify Laylatul Qadr to be one night. And they put all of their eggs in one basket. And they make all of their efforts on that night and they have no dalil for it at all. They have no evidence to know that that night is Laylatul Qadr. Rather, the first thing we know about Laylatul Qadr is that it falls in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. But there is something with this also. And that is that the odd nights can be measured from the end of the month. Like the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. فِي تَاسِعَةٍ تَبْقَى فِي سَابِعَةٍ تَبْقَى. When there are 9 nights left, when there are 7 nights left. Now all of us know Ramadan can be long, it can be short. It can be 29, it can be 30. So the nights will change according to the end of the month. So the night that you think is even can become odd. And the night that you think is odd can become even. The night you think is 27 could be 26. And the night you think is 26 can be 25, and so on. Because if you measure from the end of the month, like the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, then the odd nights become even and the even nights become odd. And as you know, Ramadan did not start on one day in the whole world. Some people started early, some people waited one more day. So you cannot have this idea that on the night my calendar says 27, I'm going to come. Rather, you have to look for it in all of the 10 nights. The even days on your calendar, the odd days on your calendar, that's how you know that you stood for Laylatul Qadr. The only way you can know is if you stood every single night of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Then you have no problem because you know you stood, inshallah, and you ask Allah to accept it. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama Laylatul Qadr imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever stands Laylatul Qadr with faith and expecting Allah's reward, hoping for Allah's reward, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. And the only way you can get this is to stand all of the 10 nights. As we said, the best is that you stand with the imam and you finish with the imam and then you go and you add whatever you can add at home or in the masjid. And if you can't do that, at least start with the imam and finish with the imam because it'll be written for you that you prayed the whole night. And if you can't do that, then do whatever Allah has made easy. But don't let yourself miss out on 1,000 months of worship by missing those nights, which could be from the nights in which Allah has made it Laylatul Qadr. ثم صلوا وسلموا رعاكم الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم جعلنا ممن يصوم رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا وجعلنا ممن يقوم رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا وجعلنا جميعا ممن يقوم ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها سرها وعلانيتها اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أسرفنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لجميع موتى المسلمين الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم اجعلنا ممن يقوم ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة